Foster. We're talking real money.
Well, another weekend, another opportunity to enlighten the Seattle area and later all of America about the most important stuff you deal with every day. Oh, I'm sorry, I get a little excited about it. Money. It's about money. This show's about money. It's all about money. Money, money, money makes the world go round.
All the things your children didn't do right. So, okay, that's a different channel,
no,
I guess.
No, that's you. That's you in your life.
Good point.
Remember, mine are all gone. They're all out in the...
Oh, they're never gone.
There.
Come on.
No, they're gone.
They're never...
In fact, we moved and we left no forwarding address.
The phone doesn't work.
Good luck finding
email,
us.
Nothing.
Good luck. Try to ask us for money. No chance. No, yeah. They're all actually doing pretty well.
All right, good.
But we hope you're doing really well. That's why we're here to help you do better. I'm Don. That's Tom. Right? And we have an extra special call-in deal for you today.
Wow.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
This is big, big, big.
Yes.
I would say it with the H, but I know that has political connotations now. So
yeah, it has political connotations. You mean huge.
Exactly. That's
you mean
exactly
with the Y.
What I was
you
not going to say.
You said H, but it's really with a Y.
I was not going to say
Y-U-G-E.
That. For that
huge.
Reason. You huge. Did it. Cat's out of the bag.
I did it.
Yep.
I can do it.
Okay.
I can get away with it. If you call us at 855-935-TALK and actually ask a question on the radio.
And it can't be what's your favorite animal or you know that kind
care.
Of question.
No,
no that's not
fine.
Money related.
I don't care. Well,
what's your favorite
if you're
color.
Buying a pet.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
It's got to be money related. So.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
You
were saying?
Oh, the number's 855. Well, he interrupted me. And I don't know what I was. I lost my train of thought. 855-935-TALK. You will get a free ticket. You can even have two free tickets.
Oh, is it? I thought it was only one.
You and a friend. No, they can have two free tickets by using the code, the discount code. That we give you when you call.
Yeah, we don't give that one out over the air.
We're not going to give you that one
now,
on the radio.
Now, if you just want to go buy tickets, if you're kind of shy, you can just go to retiremeat.com and enter the code FLASH, and they're pretty inexpensive anyway, right?
$10 off through tomorrow night, through Sunday the 9th.
Today, it marks the two-week mark until Retire Meet, which will be in Bellevue, and you can hear from nationally recognized speakers. I mean, Paul Merriman is a nationally recognized speaker. Have you never heard of
him?
He is. Very much
he
so.
Goes all over the. I meant he is.
Oh, okay, a little more like that.
Oh, I said that totally wrong.
Herb Weisbaum, all over radio and television, helping consumers for a long, long time. Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. We've got people talking about Medicare. We've got Barbara Devereaux, over 20 years in the long-term care field, talking. And we have the investment PhD. That's what I decided to call him. He's got a PhD. Yeah, because he's so bright. He knows so much.
Is he okay with that?
Probably not. But he knows so doggone much about investing that he's going to do the cleanup of Paulo Lupescu. This is the best group of academics, speakers we've ever had. All and by the way, we've never done it this quick. 4 hours. You get the morning session or afternoon session. Boom. You get one or the other. It's done.
Boom.
And it's a great. So with the code, what is the ticket? How much? I don't even know.
I think it's $10.
Oh, my goodness. Not 10 whole dollars. Come out. And so that's 2 weeks from today. And this event, I will predict right now, predicting that it will
be
sold out in like 9 days from now. Boom.
Okay.
We've sold about 3/4
and
of the tickets.
And then after Apollo speaks,
we're flooding
the room.
Don't say flooding.
He's going to show us his water polo skills.
Oh, he could swim pretty much from one side of the Puget Sound to the other now. So
mad water. He could pretty much swim
down.
From Snohomish to the
Don't
sound.
Go there. Don't go there. Yeah, it's sad times.
All
so
right.
Join
well,
us at
so,
Retire
We're glad you stopped in.
Yeah, be part of the show, 855-935-8253. You know,
no, 8255.
Oops, my writing is so bad I can't even read it. That's bad.
Oh, wait.
Ouch.
Wait, no. Now,
what
Tom
if you call that other
kidding.
Number? Let's find out what it is.
Tom is not kidding about his handwriting. This is radio, so I cannot show it to you.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll write something, and he'll put some little notes in the margin, and I have to call him.
Well, okay,
go,
but I have a legitimate excuse.
What were those letters?
I have a legitimate excuse.
Your father was a doctor.
That's right, and their writing is very poor. There you go.
Is that a genetic thing?
I have no. I'm just saying that's where it comes from. I blame my father for a lot of other things too, by the way. But that's just one of them. Sorry, Dad.
Your obstinance?
Yeah, that'd be true.
Your intransigence?
Exactly. Thanks. My impatience. My impertinence.
Yeah. It's all Dad. 85. Blame the father. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. We'll get this right after the break.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to the program.
Hello,
I am. You're there.
I don't know why that turned off for a second.
Okay.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Don McDonald. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. I'm here with Tom. We're talking money. We're trying to make you wealthier. We're trying to help you plan for a better future. We're taking your calls and giving you tickets to Retire Meet, which means that our minds are just filled with retirement information, and we just can't stop thinking about your retirement because apparently most of you don't.
Well, and we're of that age, right? I mean, I just turned 62.
Oh, I know. I don't even want to know how old I am.
And I committed to working another 8 years, or I think my wife actually committed me to working another 8 years, so I wouldn't be home that much.
Yeah.
Like, you just go there for at least another 8 years.
And how old's your daughter? How old's your daughter?
She will be 12 in a week.
Yeah, you're definitely committed to working 8 more years.
By the way, she just made another deposit in her Roth IRA.
She works for the company?
No,
for mom's company?
She works for mom's company. So she's 2 years in a row. She's got like $600 in a Roth IRA.
Good for her.
She can retire one day and I'll be long gone.
I'm telling you, I would love to do the math on that. When you start in your early teens,
You got a lot of years for compounding. But here's the point. Oh, by the way, before I forget, there were some people that came in yesterday.
Yeah.
Great couple. Yeah. The guy had his statements with him. He had a book that was thicker than the Warren Report.
Wow.
I mean, it with all his statements in it. And I don't want to be too, but they couldn't remember your name. I wouldn't give them your name. Well, I said, I'm not telling you. You have to know that.
I am not in the least bit surprised.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not famous anymore.
But here's where it gets even funnier. The woman, about halfway through the meeting, it's like, are you really the Tom from Tom and Don Talking Real Money? I said, yeah. She goes, I don't think you are.
No.
She didn't believe me.
No, because you don't look anything like you sound.
I guess not. I'm way more attractive.
Like
I get
sound.
That. But still, I mean, the point was, she didn't. So here, I had to go get my computer and play a podcast for her to get her to believe me. She didn't believe me. But here, back to retirement for me. It was fascinating. Most people think they don't need a retirement plan. You know, retirement's going to happen. Whatever, it'll work away. It'll work out. It'll, you know, whatever it is.
Well, either that, or they just don't think about it at all.
Yeah.
Over half of the population of the United States has less than $100,000 saved for retirement. Now, folks, do you realize how strapped you're going to be when that day comes when you can't work any longer? That 100 grand or that 80 grand or that 60 grand you've saved isn't going to make it very far. You've got to start planning. And even those of you with big accounts, with lots of stuff.
Well, that's
Tom,
I was going to get
to
that.
What was in that portfolio?
Oh, I mean, a little bit of everything. Some individual stocks, a lot of expensive mutual funds. And what they said was, we're happy to talk to you about investing, but we don't need a retirement plan. And then, along the way, our CFP candidate, very bright young man, said, after hearing all this, actually, you do need a retirement plan. You do need to think about the best ways to get income from all these things you've saved. You do need the best ways to be tax efficient in your retirement. There's planning to be done. It's no one wakes up in the morning and says, I can't wait to get down and see my advisor to work on a retirement plan. But they do often
say, as a matter of fact, I can't think of anything more miserable.
Well, there's certain procedures my doctor would like to apply to me that are, but the point is
still, you get those under anesthesia.
Partial. Not all the way.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I mean, because everybody wants to talk about making money, right? Oh, that's exciting. I want to invest because investing shouldn't be exciting. But, yeah, you got to have a plan. And that, by the way, is one of the reasons that we do retirement. That you came up with the idea. Let's put it all in one place. Get all these experts in there, and you don't get a complete plan. You walk out the door, but you get started.
Yeah, you get started, and that's the thing. You cannot get to any destination, and think of retirement as a destination. You are traveling toward it. You will probably be there, or you'll be dead before you get to the point where you don't want or can't work anymore. You're going to get there, and to get anywhere, you need to have a plan. You can't just wing it, and you need to know where you are. You shouldn't be investing until you have that plan. You've got it backwards. If you're investing now and planning later, do it the other way around.
Completely
855-935-TALK, our number. And Mary, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mary.
Hi there. I have sold a house, and my profit is $200,000. I'm 80 years old, and I have no idea what to do.
Well, let's go to lunch. I'll be done with the show in a couple hours. There's a couple places that have some nice wines.
She can afford to take you out now.
Yeah. I come up with a short list for, you know, a couple $100 bottle of wine. You throw in a nice steak. No, that's so what, I mean, so you don't need this money then, I take it, for your lifestyle.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Let's talk about what you have now. What is your plan for retirement, for funding your future? How, do you have money in savings and in investment accounts?
Yes, and I have rentals, and I just
and so
don't know what
this
to do with the money because the interest is so low.
Well, interest
rates
are low.
Here's the thing. Yes. Let me put the interest rate picture in perspective. People keep saying that, but when interest rates were in the double digits, inflation was in the double digits too. So fixed income safe investments have never made anybody money net.
And I'm going to add something to that. If you're not going to spend the money yourself, are you going to leave this to somebody else, leave it to charities or children?
I have grandkids.
Yeah.
My grandkids.
Then this is, to me, it's a no. How old are the grandkids?
They're in their 30s.
Okay. And are they, for example, are they saving for retirement? Are they doing Roth? Okay. I mean, this is a great starting point.
Oh.
Because they're earning income, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could be the what an opportunity for you to leave a legacy. You can take some of that money and put it into Roth IRA for each of those young people. I say young. They are young people, and you can make those contributions every single year for them for some period of time.
Roth
IRA. Yeah. Go ahead, Don.
What you could do is take 5,000, actually, is it 5,500?
I think it's 5,500.
5,500. You can take $5,500 per grandkid every single year and put it in a Roth IRA with somebody like Vanguard in their name. They then, that money is in there, needs to stay there until they retire, but it's growing tax-free for the rest of their life.
It's 6,000, by the way. $6,000.
Oh, is it six and seven now? That's right. It's six and seven with the catch up. Yeah.
So you'd have to work with them to open a Roth IRA, but they would work with you to open the Roth, as Don said. Go to Vanguard and do that. Put the $6,000 in there for each of them, and that will grow tax free. And we give you two funds at our website. What I can tell you, one of them, VT Wax. Anyway, you're off and running. Boom. I think a fantastic legacy.
Yeah, and plus it's a great, great, great gift. They're going to appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call, Mary. We appreciate you being there. 855-935-TALK is our number. 855-935-8255. Get free tickets to Retire Meet for calling.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor is a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We are. We're talking real money here, and we're talking real retirement planning and trying to help you plan for a better future, help your kids plan for a better future, your grandkids plan for a better future, try to help you avoid making mistakes. And to get questions asked and answered, call us at 855-935-TALK. Excuse me, 855-935-8255. I see on the studio monitor here. In the studio, there is a football game.
I thought football ended like a week ago or something.
It looks like a football game.
Yeah, the Seattle Dragons are playing somebody.
Wasn't that our first Retire Meet speaker I saw on the sideline?
That's Jim Zorn running up and down. He has nothing to say about retirement, but he's happy to speak about his football.
This is a great story. Oh, this is a great story. Retire Meet One.
Yep.
Tom goes, we need a locally recognized name to be our keynote speaker. And, of course, Tom is a much bigger sports guy than I am. I'll watch some NFL. That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch soccer when he makes me.
True.
But that's about it.
Okay.
And I said, oh, no, we don't want a former quarterback at a retirement thing. And he goes, don't worry. I'm gonna get him to talk about retirement, you know, because he's retired from football. He's going to talk about retirement. Yeah. What did he talk about?
And they even asked ahead of time. We paid a bit of money to have him there.
We did.
Yeah, which you didn't like either. But, I mean, they asked ahead of time, what do you want him to talk about? I said, anything retirement, you know, and he had been retired by the Washington Redskins at that point. I'm glad he's got work. But we told him specifically, do not come in and talk
about
football.
He's not going to get another speaking engagement with us.
No, I said, please don't come in and give your old football stories. And what did he do for 30 minutes?
Oh,
he gave his football stories.
He talked football. Yeah. And not only that, he passes his Super Bowl ring around the
room. I'm trying to remember why he had a Super Bowl ring.
Because, wait a minute. Why did he have a Super Bowl ring?
I don't know. Must have been a team he was a part of or something.
Or maybe it was a playoff ring or something.
Something, yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. It was a big, fat ring.
He passed it around the audience. I always thought, is he ever going to get it back?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was going, well, at least if they're not getting a financial advice, they're getting the opportunity to pawn something that's worth a couple of bucks.
He threw a football around, too, as I remember. So
he did throw a football around,
too. He wasn't invited back for Retire Meet 2.
It was not a happy moment for me. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And the since then, every Retire Meet has been about retirement,
yes,
though.
We don't
just want you to know, no football.
Around.
And now we go from Jim to Tim.
Tim
welcome
yes.
to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. Good afternoon. Hey, here's my question, just boiled down. We're married. We're in our mid-60s, okay? We've always been pretty modest in the way we spend money. And let's just assume that our traditional IRAs together are worth now just under $2.5 million, and we have Roth IRAs that we've been contributing for quite some time. I'm personally not really worried about spending all of my money. Here's my question for you, okay? At what point is too much money in IRAs? I'm really convinced that America will probably go more blue as we age. And they say they're going to raise the taxes. So what are your thoughts on too much money in IRAs?
I think you're right on it. I think if I had $2.5 million in a pre-tax account, which you've got to take out, you're going to have to start taking it out. By the way, they did change the law. Now you don't have to start taking it out until age 72, required minimum distribution. But if that grew by another double by then, I mean, that would be a lot of money. The whole aspect of this, though, is how much you're paying in taxes today and what your likely tax rate is going to be in the future. If it was my take, I would go ahead, if you're Roth eligible, if you already had Roth IRA or Roth 401k option at work, I would do that. And number two, you might think about post-tax savings instead of pre-tax savings. Don?
I just don't think you can have too much in IRAs or Roth IRAs. We cannot even
begin
to guess what the future might bring. Yeah, we'll talk about it a little more. 855-935-TALK. That's our phone number, 855-935-8255. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
We're talking real money.
Aye, there be dragons.
Yeah, because the legacy is so strong with dragons in Seattle. So, you know.
Well, it's known as the Dragon Empire, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, because we saw something orangey like 3 months ago. I think it was called the Sun at that point, so bye-bye. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It's fire-breathing dragon. Oh, no,
exactly.
That's the Sun.
Sorry.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, welcome back to Talking Real Money. Don McDonald here, Tom Cock over there, the Seattle Dragons on that screen behind him. Mm. Are they winning?
They are. They're ahead at halftime. I think they still call it halftime in this one, right? I don't know.
No, they call it in-betweener.
In-betweener.
They call it the in-betweener.
They...
Yes, we're going to be going into the locker room for the in-betweener here in the Wrestling Football League.
If you made a bet on this, I hope you took the under because it's 13-12 at halftime. So.
13-12. All right, good. See, we have a score for you. Look at that.
Or partial score.
It's only because they're watching TV. 8-5 Instead of doing his job, he's over there watching TV. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. Let's talk about money. If you do call, you do get free tickets to Retire Meet 6 VI. We should just do Roman numerals like the Super Bowl.
I think it's kind of
Retire
cool.
Meet. No, XI, VI. It's VI.
And to clear things up, Jim Zorn did not pass around a Super Bowl ring.
No, it's NFC Championship ring.
Which he did not earn with the Seattle Seahawks. He earned that with the San Francisco 49ers. Not as
a
quarterback.
And the reason it wasn't a Super Bowl ring is because they lost to the Steelers.
Okay, there you go. I did not know that. Let's go back to the question, though, because this is an interesting one where I think you and I have a disagreement. Tim called. They have about $2.5 million saved in regular IRAs or 401ks, pre-tax money, that when it comes out, and there is a requirement now, you don't have to take it out until age 72, but there's a formula. The first year, it's like 3.5% or 3.6, and it goes up a little bit. So you have to take it out, and you have to pay tax on it. I think your misunderstanding is, so his question was, well, when do I have enough in IRAs? Here's the way I look at that. Maybe now, because he could just save post-tax now. Then in retirement, he would have a bucket of pre-tax money and a bucket of post-tax money. So from a tax standpoint,
I was just hearing IRAs like Roth and regulars.
So I think
okay, in a regular IRA, yes, in a regular IRA, then it can start to become. But here's what I was hearing is that, well, what if they change the tax code?
That's, who knows? But let me finish the thought. The point is, if you do it the way I just talked about it, changing the code isn't going to impact you. Because now you'll have several buckets, if you will, to draw from, some that are taxed one way, some that are taxed a different way. That, I think, is a good strategy. So for him, I think he should wait, and he will face less of what we call the RMD tsunami. In other words, this huge wave that's coming at you when you do retire and you have to take the money out and pay tax on it. So. And there's ways to invest those two different pots as well.
You're saying you can kind of spread out the tsunami a little bit over a longer period of time, give yourself some additional planning tools.
We should not talk about water-related problems.
Okay, that makes sense. The difference between the pre- and the post-tax IRAs, in other words.
Not just IRAs, but you could just do a regular brokerage account, too.
Sure.
Just regular taxable account.
But you could also recharacterize some of that, too, and spread some of that out.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like the tax liability when you're doing your RMDs at 72 might be ponderous, then you could start the recharacterization before you get there and get some of that money moved over to a Roth.
That's so wise. I mean, and that's part of, people think retirement planning, again, is sitting down with a boring, advisor to walk through all the numbers. No, that's exactly the kind of thing that is helpful because you really want to be as tax efficient as you can taking any of that money out and spending it. It's a part people overlook.
Although it's not that entertaining.
Oh, this is highly entertaining stuff. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're not given planning Academy Awards or anything.
Okay, or any awards, apparently, for this
show. Any award, for that matter.
So there may be a reason. That's what I think he was getting at, and I agree with him. And so if he is Roth eligible, certainly that would be an option. Or if he has Roth at his 401k where he works, that would be another option.
And I want to also touch on something you said, go post-tax. Just
open a brokerage account, save it in there.
Right, and this is something people forget. We're so accustomed to trading. We forget that if you buy an index, growth-oriented index fund from Vanguard or in a brokerage account, and you don't trade it, you're not going to have many taxable events.
Very
it grows
small.
Over time. And then when it's taxed at the long-term capital gains rate, which is a savings. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're here to help you with your money and your future at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch over there. And Melanie, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, how are you, gentlemen?
We're doing great. How can we help you today?
Great. Well, my question is, my husband and I are 60s. He just recently sold his house up in Edmonds and probably has a $350,000 profit on it. I owned my house down here before we got married. I own it outright, so there's no mortgage. My question is, what is the best way to put that money aside? So, I mean, is there a way we won't have to pay capital gains on it?
You get a one-time capital gains, lifetime capital gains exemption.
$500,000, I think, or something. It's a pretty big number.
I think it's $500,000, yeah.
Okay, but he did not live in the house for 5 years.
Then never mind. But remember, the capital gain, though, is just at the maximum long-term capital gains rate, depending on his income. So it's going to be lower than his income rate. But, yeah, there will be a tax on that.
Okay, so by sticking it in a retirement fund or anything?
You can't protect it. No.
I mean, you could have some deduction for an IRA of some type, yes, but that's not going to alleviate the capital gains tax you're going to pay on the difference between what he paid for the home and what he received for selling it.
When did he sell it?
And then, May of last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are some other esoteric
tricks,
strategies,
yeah,
like a 1031, but you're too late.
Oh, okay. What is a 1031, though?
That's where you buy another like-kind property, and you can roll the gain forward. Yeah, it's called an exchange, but it can be identified after the fact, but I believe you're way after the fact.
Oh, okay. And then can I ask one other question?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You were talking to the other gentleman, or the lady, that setting up IRAs for her grandchildren or something, and you said the max was $6,000, but then you mentioned it's $7,000 if you do a catch up.
No, yeah, if you're over if you're over the age of 50. So if you're under 50, you can put in the six, and then over the age of 50, you can add another $1,000 to that. So you could put in.
It's called 7, a catch up provision. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So basically, we can defer $14,000 of that.
Yes, you could go into a regular IRA if you have, yes, you could reduce your taxable income by $14,000 if each of you do $7,000. But that, again, that just reduces your taxable income by that amount. It really doesn't affect the capital gains directly, but by reducing your capital, your regular income, your taxable income, you can reduce the bracket for the capital gains rate. So that could be helpful.
Don McDonald, CPA.
Oh, no. I hate taxes, but, you know, you got to deal with
really?
Them.
Really? You hate? I mean,
hate them. Hate
if you,
dealing
if you
with
love
them.
Paying,
hate even.
If you love paying
no,
taxes,
not paying
call
them.
Us.
You're happy I just to pay hate them? Dealing with them. They're so confusing.
For the life of me, I don't know why I have a 117-page return. I still... My life's not that complicated, but
yeah.
We
have a business, and I fill out this thing every year, and I go,
what?
Seriously? Because I own part of a business, I have to do like 43 extra pages?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. Stop by, let's talk about money, and let's get you to RetireMeet for free, too, on the 22nd of February.
And before we go to this next call, you can still go to RetireMeet, M-E-E-T.com, and buy tickets. Use the code FLASH. You get a great discount.
$10 discount.
2 weeks from today in Bellevue.
It's fun. Greg, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Yes. Question on a SEP IRA. I have to make my minimum required distribution this year. I'm still working. Can I still contribute to my SEP IRA?
I'm looking. Hold on. I don't know.
As a poor
I'm
going to
find out.
How old are you, Greg?
71.
Must be 70.
71. Yeah. So there's an aspect of age. You still have income from your business, correct?
I think he can. Yes,
I think
he
you can.
Yes, he
even
can.
Though,
good.
And by the way, so you don't have to take money. You don't have to take an RMD either.
Yeah, you do.
Not till 72.
No, because he turned 70 and a half in
last year. Okay.
Last year. So he's under the old rules.
You should petition Congress, see if they can make it a year earlier.
But they won't do that, silly person. But he can, though, continue to make contributions as long as he's employed by that business. Yes.
So you're going
to
be taking money
out? 25%.
Yeah, 25%. And the max is like $57,000 you can put in. So it's a lot. So you can be taking money out.
You got him.
Putting money in, that makes a lot of sense, but
it does. But
good,
that's the government.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
You're all most right. Welcome.
You're welcome. Welcome. Thanks for the call.
That's wacky.
Wait, what did I say?
Yeah,
tax code. You want to make yourself dizzy? Deal with tax code.
I thought we were going to like the postcard thing or something. I checked no taxes, and I got it back for no postage paid or something. Come on.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
It didn't work.
No postcards. And trust me, I don't care which party you vote for in the upcoming election in 2020. You are not going to get a postcard tax return.
Yeah. No, that's true.
You will not see that in your lifetime. I'm pretty confident.
Sad as it is.
It'd be nice, but it won't happen because everybody's got to get their little deal.
You mentioned something earlier. No.
I hope it was profound.
It was profound because a lot of people listening don't save anything. But they also get to 50 and they think, well, it doesn't matter now, I'm 50. No.
Oh, no.
You should still be saving. And you should still be the first place I would do it would be in a retirement plan if you have one at work. Because I had a question this week from somebody about either paying down debt or saving into a retirement plan because they had some high interest credit card debt, about $30,000. And I said, save up to the match in your retirement plan so you get the free money, then take everything else and pay down the debt. Because we read this recently about the 5% rule, which I think makes sense. If the interest you're paying out on a debt is more than 5%, you should be paying that off.
Yes.
If it's smaller than that, as a lot of mortgages are today, frankly. I mean, if you've written one in the last 10 years, it's more
3%
or whatever.
No.
Yeah.
No,
you
leave your
that
mortgage
ride.
Alone.
Exactly. So because people get confused about that, well, I'll pay off the mortgage, and that's generally not a good financial decision.
But again, it's not an absolute saving up to the match because sometimes matches are pathetic.
Yeah, they are.
If you have a dollar-for-dollar match, remember, that is a 100% return on your investment the first year.
And
if you're going to pay off this other stuff in a short order over a few years, you're making out like a bandit with a dollar-for-dollar match.
And the only 100% I know that are available are non-traded REITs, private equity, or Tesla stock. You have to be in one of those three to get the 100%. Boom.
Really? And just to be safe, because we don't want the government mad at us.
Don't call me.
Tom was being sarcastic.
Very sarcastic.
Mr. Securities and Exchange Commission, Tom was being sarcastic. He didn't mean that anyone can make 100%. You all know we don't think that way. I just want to clear that up.
Thank you.
Because
keep me out
we
of
spend
the
too much on lawyers
weekend.
As it
That's
is.
A good point.
855-935-TALK. Call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just 2 weeks from today, it's the biggest retirement event in the Puget Sound region. It's called Retire Meet. We've been doing it for 6 years. It will sell out, but if you get your tickets this weekend and use the discount code FLASH at retiremeet.com, you'll save $10, making each ticket only $10. But that's only this weekend. Go right now to retiremeet.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening. Are we done now?